Chapter 7. A Terrible Plan. That evening, Huckleberry watched the hotel from the street. Everyone went inside, and the night was quiet. Huck waited, but nothing happened. He was tired, and he began to question the plan. Then, the door opened, and two men walked out. One man carried something big under his arm.
"It must be the treasure," thought Huck. "They're taking it away. There's no time to get Tom. I have to go with the men now."
The men walked out of the village, and Huck went behind them. They did not see him because it was dark. The men walked up Cardiff Hill, past an old Welshman's house. After a long way, they stopped near the house of Widow Douglas. Widow Douglas was a kind old woman. Her husband was dead, and now only she lived in the house.
"Good," thought Huck. "They'll hide the treasure here. I can find it tomorrow."
But the bad men had other plans.
"Oh, no,"
said Injun Joe quietly to the second man.
"There's a light in Widow Douglas's house. Maybe someone is visiting her."
Huck's heart went cold. Injun Joe did not plan to punish Tom. He wanted to punish Widow Douglas.
"Let's go," said the other man.
"No," said Injun Joe darkly. "We'll wait. We're doing it tonight. Her husband was an important man, and he was always very bad to me. He's dead now, but I can punish his wife."
"Oh, don't kill her," shouted the other man. "Don't do that."
"I'm not going to kill her," Injun Joe said. "I'm going to cut off her nose and her ears. And you, my friend, you will help me, or I will kill you. Do you understand? I will kill you, and then I will kill her."
Huck walked away quietly, and then he ran as fast as he could back to the Welshman's house. The old man and his two sons looked out of their windows.
"Who's making that noise?"
shouted the Welshman.
"What do you want?"
"Quick, I'll tell you everything," said Huck.
"Who's there?"
asked the Welshman.
"It's Huckleberry Finn. Quick, can I come in?"
"Huck Finn," said the old man. "That name doesn't open many doors, but I'll listen to you."
"Please don't tell anyone my name," Huck said first. "They'll kill me, but the widow is a good friend to me."
"That boy has some important news," thought the Welshman. "Say it, boy," he said to Huck. "Nobody here will tell."
Huck started to tell them the story. After 3 minutes, the old man and his two strong sons left to go to Widow Douglas's house. Early the next morning, Huck went back to the Welshman's house.
Who's there?
It's only Huck Finn.
That name can open this door any day or night, boy. Come in,
said the old man happily. These were strange words for Huck to hear.
Now, my boy,
he said,
last night we found the two men, but they ran away.
Huck looked frightened.
What's wrong, my boy?
Asked the Welshman kindly.
You know something about those men, don't you? What is it?
Huck looked into the old man's eyes, and he said,
One of them is Injun Joe.